rules over a fierce argument to be settled on the tennis court. Elizabethan comedy from the pen of contemporary playwright Martin Wade. Drama on Three. Singles and doublets. Tomorrow night at 8:30 on BBC Radio 3.
Hello, I'm John Shea. Welcome to this Saturday afternoon on Radio 3. In a couple of minutes, the early music show. Then in an hour's time, another chance to hear last Monday's lunchtime recital from the Wigmore Hall. Schumann and Schubert Lieder with Florian Bösch and Malcolm Martineau at the piano. And then at 3 o'clock, James Jolly is exploring the work of two conductors with centenaries this year, Erich Leinsdorf and Igor Markovich. That's in Saturday Classics at 3. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's now just after 1 o'clock, and time for the latest news from Lopat Gotari.
A clear-up operation is underway in northwest England, where around 450 homes were flooded after some areas had a month's rainfall in 24 hours. Lancashire Fire Service says it dealt with hundreds of calls for help last night. In Yorkshire, a number of towns were affected, including Hebden Bridge. Rail services from Carlisle to Edinburgh and Glasgow have been suspended. More than 1,300 branches of NatWest, RBS and Ulster Bank are staying open to help customers who've had trouble accessing their money because of a technical problem. The banks are urging people to visit branches if they need cash urgently. The Turkish president, Abdullah Gül, says he cannot ignore Syria's decision to shoot down a Turkish fighter jet. Syria says the plane entered its territory, but Mr. Gül says it wasn't deliberate. Syrians are trying to force President Assad from power, say his army has been shelling a city in the east of the country. They say at least 28 people, including women and children, have been killed. More than 4,300 whistleblowers have come forward in the last 16 months to complain about the treatment of elderly and disabled people in care. The Care Quality Commission, which regulates care homes and hospitals in England, said some of the complaints concerned care homes' residents being physically assaulted. The Pope has called a special meeting of cardinals to discuss what to do about leaks of confidential documents which reveal infighting within the Catholic Church. Hundreds of documents have been made public which suggest there are power struggles at the highest levels of the Church. The American composer and lyricist Richard Adler has died at the age of 90. He wrote songs for musicals such as The Pyjama Game and Damn Yankees. In rugby, Ireland have been overwhelmed by New Zealand, losing 60 points to nil. It's their heaviest ever loss to the All Blacks. Earlier, Australia narrowly beat Wales 20 to 19. Scotland beat Samoa 17 to 16. And the weather, the rain will continue across Scotland, northwest England and Northern Ireland, although the winds will ease. It will be brighter elsewhere with a chance of showers. That's the latest BBC News. The time is 3 minutes past one.
Lopat, thank you very much. So now on Radio 3, it's time for today's early music show with Lucy Skeeping.
On today's programme, we're going to be hearing music from a set of three concerts given in the American city of Philadelphia by one of their resident early music ensembles who go by the rather nice name of Tempesta di Mare. The group was founded some 10 years ago by the lutenist Richard Stone and recorder player Gwyn Roberts, and they've been steadily making a name for themselves in North America and recently in Europe as well, with repertoire ranging from chamber music to fully staged opera. So that was the build-up. Let's hear them in action. And guess what? They're starting with the Vivaldi Concerto in F, that's otherwise known as La Tempesta di Mare. But expect the unexpected. The solo instrument we're going to hear isn't the usual violin. Instead, we have two players sharing the part. Gwyn Roberts on the recorder and oboist Stephen Bard. Pretty intriguing. Thank you. Gwyn Roberts on the recorder and Stephen Bard on the oboe in that concerto by Vivaldi, subtitled La Tempesta di Mare, which is also the name of the ensemble who played it. And they're the focus of our programme today, with highlights from a set of three concerts they recorded as part of their annual Greater Philadelphia Concert Series in 2010. That Vivaldi and the next piece we're going to hear were both given at the old St. Joseph's Roman Catholic Church. It's Philadelphia's oldest Catholic community, founded by the Jesuits in 1733 in the historic Society Hill area of the city, and it's been in continuous existence ever since. The church's musical programme focuses mainly on the religious tradition, with hymns, Gregorian chant and polyphony through Taverner and Bird of the Tudor era, right up to Elgar and Bernstein. But the building's broad dimensions and horseshoe-shaped wooden gallery provide an excellent acoustic for non-liturgical music as well. Like the violin concerto we're going to hear next, it's by Johann Pisendel, who was the foremost German violinist of his day. He was director of the court orchestra in Dresden for more than 30 years and a huge influence on the likes of Telemann, Zelenka, Albinoni and Vivaldi. The soloist here is the concertmaster of Tempesta di Mare, Emlyn Nye.
Thank you.
Applause there for the Violin Concerto in G minor by Johann Georg Pisendel. The soloist was Emlyn Nye with the Philadelphia-based Baroque Orchestra Tempesta di Mare. They're also one of the resident ensembles at Philadelphia's Presbyterian Church of Chestnut Hill, which is where the next two pieces in today's programme were recorded. The church dates back to the 1850s and it's been one of the mainstays of the city's musical life for more than 60 years, running lunchtime concerts of Baroque music. This one included one of Bach's ever-popular Brandenburgs, a concerto by the Italian composer Evaristo Dallabacco that we're going to hear in a few minutes' time, and the piece by Telemann that's coming up next. It's a double concerto for flute and violin, which means Tempesta di Mare's concertmaster and violinist Emlyn Nye gets the chance to shine again, alongside the orchestra's co-founder and artistic director, Gwyn Roberts, who we'll hear this time on the transverse flute. Thank you. You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and that was the double concerto for flute and violin in E minor by Telemann, performed there by the violinist Emlyn Nye and flautist Gwyn Roberts with the Philadelphia Baroque Orchestra Tempesta di Mare. These days, Philadelphia has become quite a centre for early music. It also has its own chamber orchestra. And you might remember I chatted to the group Pifaro on the Early Music Show not long ago, who are themselves busy movers and shakers in the city's thriving concert scene. And it's not all the usual safe box office baroque either. In fact, Tempesta di Mare has gained quite a reputation for combining the tried and trusted with some challenging first outings, like the piece we're going to hear next. It's by Evaristo Felice Dallabacco, not a name that crops up all that often on concert programmes, but a pretty interesting composer nonetheless. Born in Verona in the 1670s, Dallabacco was the son of a renowned guitarist, which helped because his talent was quickly recognised. Violin and cello lessons were arranged for him with the great master Torelli, and there followed a busy and successful professional life, running court orchestras, writing music and performing it at royal courts from Bavaria to Brussels. Sadly, not all that many of his works have survived, so this should be really interesting. It's one of Dallabacco's Opus 5 collection of concertos for different instruments, as it says. In other words, the music can be played on just about anything that happens to be at hand. What a great idea, and of course, good for sales. This is the third of the set in E minor, and it's full of syncopated rhythms, almost jazzy, really lively.
Thank you.
the Philadelphia Baroque Orchestra Tempesta di Mare with a concerto by Evaristo Felice Dallabacco. Ah, well, they only let us have an hour, I'm afraid, and that's nearly up. But just time for one more piece. And it's by a composer the orchestra really seems to favour, Johann Friedrich Fasch. They've already released two discs of his music for the British record label Chandos. In fact, they're the only American Baroque music group to feature in that company's catalogue. And a little bird tells me there may be another disc on the way. Alongside Bach, Handel and Telemann, Fasch is now acknowledged as having one of the most distinctive musical voices of the High German Baroque. And Richard Stone, the orchestra's co-director, spent many weeks in Dresden's music libraries restoring some of Fasch's music from original manuscripts that were damaged during the World War II bombings. Stunning works, he calls them, and true modern discoveries. It is rather wonderful to know that musicologists are still finding new Baroque material. And we can bring some of it to you now. Here's Tempesta di Mare with Concerto in D by Johann Friedrich Fasch. Thank you. The Concerto in D by Johann Friedrich Fasch, played there by the Philadelphia Baroque Orchestra Tempesta di Mare, who have been the focus of today's early music show. I hope you'll join me next time.
Today's programme was presented by Lucy Skeeping. Tomorrow, Catherine Bott will be exploring the musical life of Jean-Jacques Rousseau, composer and philosopher, in the week of the 300th anniversary of his birth. That's at the same time, just after the 1 o'clock news tomorrow. Now, Donald MacLeod looks ahead to this evening's Opera on Three.
A sinner of the first order, a man with no moral compass whatsoever. And yet, like the thousands of women who've fallen for him, we too are seduced by his sheer appetite for life. Opera on Three brings you the last 24 hours in the life of Don Giovanni. Erwin Schrott is the Don, a singer truly born for this role. Opera on Three from London's Royal Opera House, tonight at 6 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
And Mozart is our composer of the week all this coming week. Donald will be here to present the first of those programmes on Monday at 12 noon or again at 6:30 in the evening. Lieder by Schumann and Schubert. That's in our Radio 3 lunchtime concert in a couple of minutes. Prelude and Fugue in A minor from Shostakovich's 24 Preludes and Fugues, played by the pianist for whom he wrote the set, Tatiana Nikolaeva. In an hour's time, James Jolly will be here to celebrate the centenaries of two conductors, Erich Leinsdorf and Igor Markovich. That's in Saturday Classics at 3 o'clock. Now, though, at a couple of minutes after two, another chance to hear last Monday's lunchtime concert from the Wigmore Hall in London. It's presented by Louise Fryer.
Among the rising generation of Lieder singers of distinction, baritone Florian Busch enjoys a special place. He's established his career in the opera houses of his native Austria, and now he's an audience favourite at the Schwarzenberg Spurtiade and at international festivals including Edinburgh and Salzburg. A recent Winterreise in New York was much acclaimed, and here at Wigmore Hall this lunchtime he'll be ending with a selection of Schubert Lieder with Malcolm Martineau at the piano. Robert Schumann was 18 when Schubert died and so affected by the news that he cried all night so loudly, he wrote, that he disturbed the lamplighter outside his house. Florian Busch and Malcolm Martineau begin this recital with Schumann, his song cycle Dichterliebe, Poet's Love, composed in 1840. Schumann had visited the poet Heine and was struck by the man's bitter satire, that deep inner resentment of life which penetrates to the very core of his being. But what appealed to him in Heine's poetry was its sensitive, introspective quality. And he chose to set 16 poems, largely dealing with unrequited love. Some of them are sardonic, like Ein Jüngling liebt ein Mädchen, a young man loves a girl who loves another who happens to already be married to somebody else. But the general mood is one of yearning. It begins in the marvellous month of May, where the poet sings of his happiness, but love brings pain too. Sweet at first, before things start to go wrong, his beloved finds someone else. And in the last song, the poet calls for a large coffin in which to bury his dreams. Here to sing Schumann's Dichterliebe, Florian Busch, and Malcolm Martineau taking his place at the piano.
Cheers. Im Rhein, im heiligen Strom.